I have the privilege this afternoon to speak to a very wonderful lady called Melissa Sampson, all the way from Makassar. And she is in Makassar in Cape Town, and she is part of Pitch Your Business at Radio Pulpit. And thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Melissa, good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
And how are you this afternoon?
I'm fabulous, actually. How are you?
I'm fabulous as well. And I can actually, not really, but if I look very clearly, I can see Makassar from where I'm sitting at the moment. I'm sitting in a little coastal town called Pringle Bay.
Wow, that's very nice.
Yeah. And you are in Makassar. It's not cold this afternoon as it was, ne?
It's extremely cold.
It is. Yeah.
Yes, we're close to the beach. Yeah, Riverside, so we can feel the sea's coldness, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wonderful. Pitch Your Business. Congratulations, Melissa. And tell us all about your business.
Definitely will.
What is your business all about?
Okay, so my business, it's a nail salon. It's always been my heart's desire to be a nail technician. But, you know, life and circumstances, and there was never actually the proper finances that would provide me to save up for my nail courses and to follow my dreams.
Mm. And how did it come about?
Well, it came about, I've always had a love for nails and beauty. And, you know, I've done a lot of research, and I've always had a love for nails. But my idea was heavenly nails, because for me, I believe in the supernatural and the beauty of God. And I really want to portray that into my art, into the nail technology that I'm going to do. And what also inspired me was one day I did at school a job shadow where I went to the nail salon for the first time, and I saw the nail technician at work, and what she was doing there was awesome. She wasn't just doing the nails, she was counseling the person. So it was really an eye-opener. It was very interesting to see that we're not just doing nails, we're actually ministering and counseling people as well.
You talk about ministering and counseling the people while they are sitting there, you're doing their nails. Give us an illustration of how you go about doing that.
Well, you know, as women, we have a lot on our hearts and on our minds. So it's really important to just listen to your client and to ask, you know, how they're actually doing, how their circumstances are. Because us women, if the right person asks us how we feel, we definitely open up. And I've seen many, many girls that I've practiced on that would open up to me. Most of them are in abusive relationships, and I was actually there to minister to them and to just give them advice on how to save themselves from these relationships.
And when the woman come to you, what are the topics they discuss with you? What are the things that is really troubling many people?
Mostly, you know, most of these girls are unemployed, and they struggle with their loved ones, the kids' fathers that abusive and use a lot of alcohol. So that is basically what they talk about. They really open up about their personal issues, because that is a norm here in Makassar, in the community. Young girls getting abused in their relationships, and they just think it's normal. Yeah.
What is the type of abuse that they experience?
Physical abuse, emotional abuse. Everything. You know, the children can testify how the mom and dad fight and stab each other. Like, it really gets ugly, and they still stay with that person for years and years on end.
How do you see the grace of Christ Jesus coming through when you are doing the practicalities of the people's nails?
I believe that, you know, God's love, to portray God's love, is very important. And Abba is a father to me. Like, usually when I feel depressed or stressed, I always talk to my Heavenly Father, and that is my release. So I'm giving them that with no judgment. You know, I don't judge them at all. I'm just to give advice and to just listen to their problems. And I try to help them as much as I can, finding a job or motivating them, or I do whatever I can to help the situation.
And Melissa, where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
Well, that is an amazing question. If God still spares me, I'll definitely be a business owner, and I'll definitely own various organizations, because I have a heart for the community. I love doing charity work and love raising funds. And yeah, that is my love, and I see myself in there, owning a lot of businesses, employing a lot of young people. Yeah, that is what I see myself.
Melissa, and how did it come that you entered Pitch Your Business?
You know, it's really funny. I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, okay, let me just try this, because I never win any competition. But this was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And I was actually shocked that you guys got back to me, because I didn't even expect that you guys would get back to me so soon. And it was awesome to know that you guys got back to me. And it really, because I thought, you know, the dream I had inside of me died, but you guys, with this opportunity, as it is ignited again.
Isn't that wonderful? And what is your expectations?
My expectations
for Pitch Your Business, yes.
My expectations is to get funding and the resources to start my own business, because I have a lot of ideas and dreams and stuff, but I do not have the resources and the finances. And I would expect that people would sponsor my business or support in any type of way that could really nudge me to start and just do my own thing.
Wonderful, Melissa. And may the Lord God Almighty just bless you and keep you. And may the Lord just bless you with Pitch Your Business competition. And as an entrepreneur, with your entrepreneurial journey, may the Lord open up doors and garage doors of grace to you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon. And thank you for taking time and speaking to us.
Thank you so much for your time and for this amazing opportunity.